Module 3, Exercise 1, page 34. Speaker 1.
Our trip to Las Vegas wasn't exactly cheap for a family of four. We didn't mind, though, because we wanted it to be a really special trip for all of us. Some of our friends thought the kids wouldn't enjoy it as much as we would, but they were wrong. There was loads of great family entertainment on offer. There was just so much to do and see that no one got bored for even a minute. I'm just glad we could afford such a great family trip.
Speaker 2.
A group of us from uni decided that a great way to spend our summer holidays would be to do something really adventurous. We opted for backpacking in Peru. It was going to be the trip of a lifetime. What we didn't know, though, was that you have to spend some time getting used to being high up in the mountains before you start doing any hiking, or in fact, any kind of strenuous activity at all. We all ended up getting altitude sickness, which is really awful, and we had to cut our holiday short. Next time I decide to be adventurous, I'll make sure I've looked into it properly first.
Speaker 3.
Simon and I have been going to the same place for over 10 years now. The reason we've always loved it is that it has top quality facilities and service, and it's a lovely, peaceful spot to relax. They've managed to retain the character of the area and encourage tourism at the same time. No big ugly hotels or huge noisy discos. It's small and it's friendly, and you can really get away from it all there. It's a shame more places don't offer the same kind of tourism.
Speaker 4.
My mate Pete persuaded me to go with him to a popular Mediterranean resort. He kept telling me what a fantastic time we'd have and how great the nightlife was, etc., etc. So I thought, why not? Be a bit adventurous for once and try something different. You see, I usually like going hill walking, that kind of thing. But I was willing to try something new for a change. As it turned out, I simply couldn't wait for it to be over. I was bored on the beach and hated the loud bars. Just not my cup of tea, I'm afraid.
Speaker 5.
I wasn't keen on the idea of going camping in the first place, but my girlfriend is a real outdoor, nature-loving type. The first couple of days, I was just miserable. Stuck in a damp tent in a muddy field, and I kept kicking myself for ever having listened to her. Then something clicked, and I saw the funny side of it. I decided it was best to make the most of it. I soon found cooking hot soup over an open fire after a day hiking in the countryside is just what she'd said it would be. Marvellous. It was quite a revelation, really.
Speaker 6.
I'd just come out of hospital after an operation, and my husband decided that what I really needed to get me back on my feet was a good holiday. So he booked a 2-week cruise down the Nile. It took me a couple of days to adjust to the heat, but I have to say that my husband was absolutely right. We had a marvellous time. I got plenty of time to relax, lounging on the deck, as well as visiting some of the most spectacular archaeological sites in the world. The only problem is now I've got the cruise bug, and I want to go on a Caribbean cruise this Christmas, which will cost quite a lot.